We are doing church differently, as you might have noticed when you walked in. You still can't hear me. Hey, listen, I've been practicing. I can now do Happy Christmas in three languages. So, Happy Christmas, Nadolig Llawen, and David. If you are a younger person, there are some pens here. There is a book that went with the nativity displays. There are a couple of nativity displays still out for you to see. So there's some books, there are some colouring items, there's some stickers, and there's some plain paper. But only if you're under a certain age, okay? But I'll let you decide on what the appropriate age is. So you can take it back to your table, you don't have to sit there, or you can stay there if you want, that's fine by me. Be wherever you want. We're doing church together. It's exciting, isn't it? Yes! Because it means that we can have a little wander around and say good morning to people. Hello, Andrew. Nice to see you. Yes, Andrew's back again. We won't embarrass him too much because he might decide to get his own back. So who's good at remembering things?
What was that, Trevor?
Who's good at remembering things? Some people are. Not so many of us. I am not known for being good at remembering things. So you may have experienced this. At least one person here has sat in a meeting waiting for me to arrive, and I never did. But we won't go into that, so I'm sorry to that person again. But sometimes we don't remember things. Mandy and I watched the TV program earlier on this year, and one of the things that was significant was every time the story centered around a Catholic priest. And every time he met with somebody, he lit a candle and said, "This is to remind us that Jesus is here with us." I thought that's really powerful, really significant. Okay? For various reasons, we haven't done Advent this year. But we've got an Advent candle holder. It'd just be really good, just for a couple of minutes, just to think about remembering, okay? That's going to be our theme for this morning, is remembering. So what can we remember? I need an able volunteer who doesn't mind either using matches or that. Thanks, Neil. So if you can light all four of the candles around the side. So what are we remembering? Yeah, you might have to shake it a bit, and if it still doesn't work, use a match. But I can't guarantee the matches are very dry, so. Is it? Oh, it's working. There we go. So, what does it help us to remember? So, maybe we can think about the hope that was placed before the people, before Christ even arrived. That the prophets, all the way through the Old Testament, were saying there will be a Messiah, there will be a person. There was reminders time and time again about this coming Christ. And then the faith that people had. Okay, imagine the faith that somebody needed to be able to kind of go from one country to another just because God told them to. Yeah, which is what Abraham did. Or imagine the faith that Joseph had to take a woman as his wife who was having a baby that wasn't his. So we remember the faith that Joseph and Mary had. And also the joy. Okay, because it is good to have fun together, isn't it? Good to celebrate Christmas together. Yeah, God wants us to be happy. Yeah, we do not have to sit here, "Oh, it's Christmas." It's Christmas! It's fabulous! We need to celebrate that it is Christmas. Yeah, that's what the shepherds did when they realized what had been said to them. Yeah, they didn't just go, "Oh, that's nice." Yeah, they went off and told other people all about what they'd seen and heard. They shared the good news. And then finally, the fourth candle will help us to remember where we can to bring peace and goodwill. That actually we are the people of God, and we should be the representatives of him to those that we meet and greet at this time of year. So yes, church is going to be different this morning, but hopefully in a good way. And hopefully it will help you to remember the importance of why we are gathering here this morning. So remembering. Not good at remembering, so we need reminders sometimes. Yes? I've got some good news for those of you who are not quite organised yet. Tesco Express is open till 10 o'clock tonight. So you're okay. But one of the things that God instructed his people to do to help them to remember was to bring sacrifices. Yeah? So if you read in the Old Testament, the people needed to bring a lamb or some other animal and sacrifice that to remind them of the things that they've done wrong and to remind them how they needed God. But this is what Hebrews chapter 10 says about that. This is Jesus' words in Hebrews chapter 10. When Christ came into the world, he said to God, "Sacrifices and offerings are not what you want, but you have given me my body. No, you were not pleased with animal sacrifices and offerings for sin." What does it mean? Hopefully we will unpack that a little this morning. I've got a question for you. It's not a trick question. It's just a question, but it's something for you to think about. What cannot happen unless something is alive? Okay, what can't happen unless something's alive?
Breathing,
yeah, possibly. Rachel?
It can't die.
It can't die, that's right. Something to die, it must have been alive in the first place. Okay, and Mary's baby, Jesus, was sinless. Yeah, both as a baby, as a child, as an adult, because the Old Testament demanded that the lamb, the sacrifice, was unblemished. Okay, so for Jesus to die, he must have been alive in the first place. How does that affect us? Well, again, Hebrews chapter 10 says this: "So we are made holy because Christ obeyed God and offered himself once and for all." So thinking about the Old Testament, when people had their sacrifices, it was to remind them of the things that they'd done wrong, and they needed to do that time after time after time. When Jesus came, he was a once and for all sacrifice that was given so that we don't have to keep doing that anymore. That by believing in him, the once and for all sacrifice, that we can have that relationship with God. But that's all kind of in the past. So what about now? What do we do to remember now? We have Christmas. What does Christmas mean? Apart from food and drink and parties and presents. Don't forget the presents. What does Christmas mean? Yeah, possibly. Yeah, Jesus being born, Christmas trees, all of those things. Okay, but think about the word. Let's split it up slightly. Let me leap over the slippy bit. What does Christmas as a word mean? Where's Ray? Because I normally... Oh, you're there. Normally when I say, what does this word mean, Ray will say, oh yes, I know that. So we're talking about the word Christmas.
Christ Mass. So Christ. It's a celebration of Christ.
Okay, so Christ Mass, a celebration of Christ. So that's the first part. What does Mass mean? Jeff? Communion, or the Eucharist, or meeting around the Lord's table. So actually, Christ Mass means something like celebrating communion. And we do that every year, and we have parties and celebrate and all that sort of thing, and we have lots of fun because Jesus died. That doesn't seem to make much sense, does it? Okay, but what we're actually doing is we are celebrating Jesus' birth, but somewhere along the line, the word that we started using is a little confusing. But this morning, we are going to celebrate Christmas together. We're going to celebrate Christ Mass together, but slightly differently, okay? Because we're going to really think about what Jesus and his disciples did together. Okay, I need a couple of able assistants. Mandy is already one. Alyssa, I think you're going to help. Julie, that'd be fantastic. Jenny, that'd be great as well. So we're going to just negotiate with the people on the stage. So bear with me. We'll need those as well. Do that there. Okay. Oh, Jenny, if you could take that and put one of those on each table, that'd be fantastic. So what I'd like you to do is we're going to have communion together, but I'd like you to kind of think about the fact that you're on a table, okay? So we're not going to have people serve individually. There is going to be enough food for your table, and if you could share that out together, okay? If somebody can open that hot cupboard, you'll find some more stuff in there to take round. So if you can take those things and put one on each table as well. If you put them on the plate, put the silver foil things on the plate, that'd be great. You take those around, one to each table. Are you just going to take those?
Yeah, I'm taking
them. Oh, right, okay, thank you. Sorry, just watch you don't slip on that. Okay, so when you've got some wraps, and if you open the foil container, you will find in there some lamb. Okay, because when the people who had come out of Egypt, they celebrated, they remembered that they'd been set free from slavery by eating what was called a Passover meal together. Okay, that's what Jesus was doing when he had the Last Supper with his disciples. Okay, so wouldn't it be really good if this morning we had a little bit of lamb to remind us that that was the sacrifice, and a little bit of bread, but flat bread, because that's what the disciples would have eaten. Okay, has every table got some lamb and some bread? You haven't got bread. Okay, if you steal some bread off somebody else's table, you should be able to just tear it up and pass it on.
Have more tables been added?
No, don't think so. It should be 12. But don't worry about it. They'll share. Okay, so you might need to negotiate with those next to you or nearby so that you've got enough for your table. Okay. All right, so let's just, before you start consuming the items, okay, this is to help us remember. So let's think about that as we remember this Christmas. Okay, the first thing that maybe we need to remember as we are going to share together, is that the Lord Jesus took steps. He lived a life. And maybe what we need to do is to endeavour to walk in the same steps that Jesus did. Okay, if you think about the word communion, what does communion mean? It's an action word. And basically it means fellowship, or to participate in, or to share together, to have in common. Okay, so when we have communion together, when we share together, we're not just simply keeping a memory of a dead Jesus alive. We're actually remembering the person who lived, who did die, but also who was raised from the dead by the power of God and lives forevermore. Okay, and as we started our service off, we mentioned that we light candles to remind us that Jesus is here with us. So he's here with us because we are his people, and we are remembering as we gather around these tables, Christ with us. But there's more. Okay, but we're going to come on to that. So what I'd like you to do is to think about what happened on that night. Okay, the Bible is very clear of what went on. We have several different accounts of that event. And it goes something like this, that on the night that Jesus was betrayed, that he shared a meal with his friends. So why don't you do that with the people who are sat around your table? Share some bread, share some meat, and eat together, just as Jesus did with his disciples. Has everybody got some meat and some bread? Yes? Okay, good. Okay, so on the table, I forgot to mention, but there is some salt and some bitter herbs, okay? Because again, that was part of the celebration, part of the meal together, to remind them. Okay, so Jesus took part in a meal, and they shared together in that meal. And as part of that meal, they shared some bread. But Jesus didn't just kind of share it out. He said something. What did he say? Take the bread. Share it out. It's a representation of my body, which is given for you. Jesus was basically saying, this is me sacrificing myself for you so that you don't need to make sacrifices anymore. Wow. So they enjoyed the meal. They celebrated together, just like we're going to do today and tomorrow as we join together and celebrate Christmas. And it's good. And we should be having jokes and laughing together and chatting over those meals, even as we remember that Jesus died. But then, after the meal, and you don't have to do this right now, we're just doing this as part of what we're doing, because if you're still eating, then please enjoy. But after the meal, when they had finished eating, the Bible says again that Jesus took a cup, poured out some wine, and said, this is a new covenant in my blood given for you. Take and drink and remember my blood, my new covenant, which is made between me and you. So as I say, please do feel free to eat and consume the food and remember Jesus' body broken for you. and drink and remember his blood poured out for you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Enjoy Christmas. So have you remembered everything? Yes? Have you remembered the most important things? 1 Corinthians 11:26 says this: "The Lord meant that when you eat this bread and drink from this cup, you tell about his death until he comes." So look into the future. We've thought about the past. We've thought about the present. We've celebrated together. It's okay. Come on down. Come and join me. We're thinking now about the future. Okay, what does the future hold? Glyn's mentioned already that we are praying for our town, that the Lord would move, that the Lord would bring people in. But also, when we have communion together, we remember what he did. We celebrate that he's with us. But we also look forward to a time when he will return again. But until that time, how should we live? What should we do? Again, from the Bible, Philippians chapter 2. Verses 5 to 8 says this: "In your relationships with one another," that's you and me, "in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus." That's hard when I'm tired, Lord. That's difficult when people are annoying me. It's not nice when people say unkind things and hurt my feelings. But let's read it again. "In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage, but rather made himself nothing." We thought about sacrifices, we thought about the lambs, we thought about the animals that were sacrificed. But even if Jesus had not sacrificed his life, imagine the sacrifice of leaving the perfection, the glory, the amazing heaven where Jesus had lived with God and the Holy Spirit for all of time. And Jesus chose to sacrifice and leave all of that to be born an ordinary human being. So he made himself nothing. And by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found as appearance, as a human being, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. So this Christmas time, let me make an advert. We're here this morning, and that's fantastic. And praise God that we can celebrate together. But we will also be here tomorrow morning to celebrate Jesus' birthday together. So please do come and join us around about 10:30. Let me say that again, around about 10:30 rather than 10:30. So 10:30 tomorrow morning. We will be here. If you have a gift that you would like to bring with you to share with other people, to show other people, then that would be really good as we spend some time remembering Jesus' birthday. But think about those words from Philippians as we draw our service to a close. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who made himself nothing, who was born on this earth, who became a servant, and ultimately gave himself in death on a cross. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, would you help us this Christmas, this Christ Mass, remember your death, the sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice given for each one of us. That while we were a long way from you, you gave yourself so that there may be a way opened up for us. That those of us who call on you, that give our lives to you, that become followers of Jesus, will one day be reunited when Jesus returns, that we will live with him forever. Amen.